Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off shooting a Grumpy Old Men prequel called Slightly Irritable Fresh-Faced Fellas. Before we meet our alchemists, once again, there's an opportunity that this will be interrupted by a fire alarm. They are testing the building sometimes between 11 and 6, and we're square in the middle of that. So if that happens, everyone panic. But let's meet our alchemist for today. He's the one who let the dogs out, Craig Kakowski.
Yep.
Craig, what's your favorite animal?
Tiger.
Oh.
Nice.
I like a tiger.
Strong
Congratulations,
choice.
Congratulations, Carl.
Great animal.
Good to know.
Ew. Next up, this Andrew Lloyd Webber head wears phantom sweatshirts wherever she goes, Carla Kakowski.
Oh, that was me. I thought that was someone else.
Carla, look at your shirt.
Yeah, you got a phantom on right there. Duh. Carla, how many times are you going to go see Cats in the theater?
At least once, for real, though.
It looks pretty appalling.
It looks right fantastic. Up my alley.
Those tails are so upsetting.
Really. He spent his entire life questing for the golden city of El Dorado, James Heaney. James, what will you do with all that gold?
Well, I would convert it into Bitcoin and cross my fingers. I know it's having a bad, rough time right now, but 20 years from now, it'll be worth a lot, right?
But it's right. But it's real gold.
Yeah, I know, but what's real gold good for anymore? Like, copper wiring is better than gold, right? I don't know. Uh-huh. Bitcoin's where to invest your money.
You're the guy who's against gold.
What's it worth? Uh-huh.
Our next alchemist proudly boasts having over 50 phobias, including arachnophobia, acrophobia, and triskaidekaphobia. Joey Greer.
Yes,
Joey indeedy. The coward, other than spiders, uh-huh. Heights, and the number 13. What else are you terrified of?
Okay, everything you just said is freaking me the fuck out. Okay, so let's just calm down. I'm also scared of bourbon, the drink.
Okay.
Bourbon glaze on Jack Daniel's, bourbon on TGI Friday's steaks and hamburgers. I'm also freaked out by flat mozzarella sticks at TGI Friday's. I'm also freaked out by Cajun peppers and like seasoning on the fries at TGI Friday's.
This is really bad for your sponsor, Joe.
This episode is brought to
you by
Applebee's.
Hey, feeling good in the hood. And finally, some people call her the space cowboy. Some call her the gangster of love. Some call her Maurice.
Woo!
It's Vanessa Ragland. V, what music did your folks play around you when you were growing up?
That was a song that I did hear a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And a lot of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Steve
they
Miller.
Really taught their child well.
Let's get to our... I'm with you.
Thanks, Cole.
Let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Your name here. At alchemythis.com.
We get
Joey's
kind of squirrely
my favorite
at this
child.
Point.
All right, our first scene suggestion from Amanda. A person with the worst case of OCD is stuck in a dirty jail cell.
Ugh. There's your cell, prisoner. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
What's wrong, princess?
I'm just,
we don't have
strong.
A 4,000 thread to count in gypsum cotton sheets.
Yeah, okay, it's
like
fine.
You did at your big fancy last house, prisoner.
Okay, I think I'm just going to sit in the corner. And then
oh, you want to sit in the corner? I'm sorry, we don't have a chaise lounge, princess.
I'm just, I really would, when I get a chance, I'd like to call my lawyer. I think there's been
on the telephone. I'm sorry, the only kind of phone we have is made of boogers.
Hey, Stupa, we need you up here on cell block two.
I'll be right there. Let me just spit in here.
Can I get a napkin?
Sleep well, princess. And yes, there's a pee under your mattress. And guess what? It's my pee.
Oh, that's urine. Oh, gross.
I'd stay out of that corner.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize there was another person in here.
What, you think you get your own cell?
I was hoping so. What are you doing underneath the bed?
It's where I sleep.
Jesus Christ.
I got a bad back. These mattresses are terrible.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be here very long, so it's nice to meet you, and I'd like the key to myself.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, fresh fish!
What's that
fresh
mean?
Fish?
Oh, every Wednesday we get fresh fish. It's like it's the one day.
Oh, thank God. I
it's
really
the one day the food is good.
I got salmon.
Salmon? All right, thanks, Earl.
You're welcome.
Oh, gosh.
Fresh fish. I got to pass it on to the next cell.
Fresh fish? We got fresh fish today.
Salmon.
Oh, it's Wednesday. That's right.
Okay. How long did it take to get your first call to your lawyer?
My first call to my lawyer?
Yeah, like I figured that after processing, I should be able to get outside and really just make a quick call.
Hey, princess.
Oh, what are you doing?
I hate to tell you, but we're all out of aioli.
Of aioli?
Aioli soaks.
Okay,
well, put on top of your salmon.
Do I hear aioli over there?
We got enough for your sale, but we're all out for princesses.
Thank God.
Then I'll just take a lemon wedge with it.
I'm not the waitress. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Stupid, we need you up on cell block two.
I'll be right there, Earl.
Okay.
No aioli, huh? I get real mad when I can't get aioli.
Hey, calm down. What are you doing?
I get real mad.
Don't get out from under the bed. Oh, you tipped it over. Excuse me.
I want to shake your hand.
I don't know.
I don't trust a guy who I can't shake his hand.
Do you mind washing your hands in that sink over there first?
In this sink? That sink will make it dirtier.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Straight dirt comes out of that.
Sir, here's your sandwich. I'm sorry to say we ran out of aioli about 20 minutes ago.
You ran out of what?
We ran out of aioli. I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch!
Is everything okay over here? Oh,
you
my God!
That's an awful story.
That's what I'm in here for.
Oh, God.
Choke two people to death.
All right, I'll just put this sheet over my hand, and now I'll shake yours. That's a hard grip.
Yeah, I got a strong grip.
Okay.
I just have a little bad news. Here I am, the angel of bad luck. We accidentally had a little plumbing issue.
Yeah?
So your water fountain's gonna spew diarrhea, princess.
Oh, God,
hey,
no.
Snoopo, we need you up in cell block, too.
All right, I'll be right there.
I smell diarrhea over here.
Diarrhea!
I don't think I can handle this.
I gotta take my pills.
Pills?
I gotta take my pills. There's no way I can take them dry, too.
Oh, you can't drink out of that water fountain.
I gotta take my pills.
Stop.
I gotta take my pills.
Do not drink out of that water fountain. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Oh, please don't. Stop pushing that button. It's just disgusting.
Oh, this one's kind of a horse pill, so.
Please don't drink that.
I gotta take
There's
my.
There's nothing to wipe your
diabetes.
Mouth with.
I got diabetes. I gotta take my diabetes pills.
Please stop. Okay. Oh, God, it's all over your face. Don't stay away from me.
Here, I'll take your sheet.
No, stay back. Oh, don't use my sheet for that.
All right. What else am I going to use?
I don't know. I'm going to have to request a new sheet. Sheet service.
Sheet service.
This sheet's got diarrhea
Does it? I'll have it laundered right away.
Oh, thank you so much.
Come here. Put your face up here. Open your mouth up. There was a tooth in there.
I need to wash my mouth out with something. Can you get me some Avia?
I guess you're going to have to slurp up some diarrhea like your little friend did over there.
No, I can't do it. Please just give me that Avia water.
You're in a big house now. And here's a sheet. Just let me wipe my ass off.
Oh, don't do that. Oh.
Hey, Snoopo, we need you up on sublock 2.
Earl, why don't you come down here? I could use backup.
The first night was hard for Timmy Princess Johnson, but it didn't get any easier for him after that. In fact, days turned into months.
We got another...
turned into years. And it got worse. Just watch.
Another plumbing problem. Somehow your water fountain got hooked up to the period machine.
I don't know what a period machine is.
It's pill taking time.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like it's got to be better than diarrhea. I don't know what a.
That's where he earned his nickname, Red.
Oh, it's just blood. There's blood coming out of that fountain.
It got hooked up to the period. You don't know what a period machine is?
Oh, my God. That's what it means? I didn't think that was possible.
It is a go-ed prison.
Stink!
Oh, my God.
Fresh stink!
Fresh stink?
Fresh stink!
I heard snake. Steak? I heard snake?
No, not snake. Snake. It's fresh steak, snake.
Oh, okay. Steak. Great.
Ugh. I've been seeing that fucking guy walking around the yard thinking like he owns the fucking place. All clean and all clean. I just want to go
what
over
there. What do you say
there.
We dirt him up, boss?
Should we dirt his ass
Let's
up to the max?
Dirt him to the max.
Dirt him up.
Dirt him up.
Hey.
Yeah?
Princess, right?
I don't, that's not my own nickname. I'd rather be called, like, Razor. I don't know, I'm looking for a good
nickname.
Looks
like you got a tear on your head, Princess.
It's just, I'm balding in a weird spot. I'm sorry. Maybe Buzz? Like, I don't know. What's a good nickname for me, guys?
I don't know. How about...
Come on,
shut
come
the
on.
Fuck up, okay? Oh, yeah, you're yeah. gonna get dirty
no,
today.
No, I prefer not. Honestly, I...
Yeah, you like Toe Jam?
What's Toe... No.
Oh, you don't know Toe Jam?
You don't know Toe Jam?
Oh,
probably not.
Why are we introducing the Toe Jam?
Okay. Oh, you love Toe Jam.
Good friend of ours.
What happened next was the defining moment for Princess against the Sandbox Boys. The moment that made him realize that maybe he'd be able to survive the prison life.
Jesus, man, you gutted me. Holy fuck, you gutted me, man.
I don't just like fucking toes in my mouth, you motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Now I'm gonna go in you.
Oh, my God.
Turn through the belly button.
You really proved yourself in the yard today, Princess Razor.
It felt good. I guess I didn't realize how good it felt to get dirty.
Hey, Princess Razor, we had a little bit of sous vide meat I'd like to offer you from the chef.
Well, that's nice. Yes. Pass it under the bars or through the bars.
My choice?
You know what? Just toss it on the floor and I'll eat it.
All right, Princess Razor, much respect to you.
Hey, Snoopa, I need you up on cell block two.
Well, Earl, I need you to shut the fuck up for a second.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you about this Justin Bieber poster.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, why you got this Justin Bieber poster?
Because I'm a believer, okay? I'm a big fan. He's changed. He's a musician.
You know, you've changed too. You've really gotten used to things that are kind of gross.
Yeah.
I think you've kind of grown out of your OCD.
Well, when I first came in here, I had a really weak immune system. Even a sneeze on a plane would make me shudder. But now I drink period machine blood out of the goddamn fountain, and I just entered a man through his belly button.
I hate to interrupt, but there's not a hole behind that poster, is there?
No.
Is there?
No.
Princess Razor, be straight with me.
No.
Because if I let one more person dig a hole in their wall, I'm in a whole heap of trouble.
I wouldn't put you in that position.
Hey, Snoopa! I need you up on cell block 10!
I'm not even gonna talk to him. I'm so pissed at him right now.
Why are you mad at him?
Why am I mad at Earl? How much time you got? Okay.
Justin, thank you so much for taking a tour of the prison. A lot of the inmates here are big fans of you. And I really appreciate you doing a concert for the incarcerated. We think it'll really lift their spirits.
Oh, anytime. I'm very excited about being here. I'm very excited to sing out loud as opposed to by myself in my car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, let's just take a little tour.
What's this period machine looking thing over here?
That's exactly what it is. It's a period machine.
That's the day Justin Bieber became a man.
I've never drank period machine.
Not so bad.
Before.
Not so bad at all.
Well, it's my voice is dropping.
You're not gonna be able to sing the way you sing, Justin.
I feel like I'm older.
I'm
wiser.
Justin's manager. What happened? I was gone for 5 minutes. Justin, what happened?
Oh, my God. Huge. He's busted a wall through the prison. No. No, the inmates are running out. No.
Did he get access to hormones? Is there any way he could have gotten access to some hormones in here?
I don't know.
Did you let him drink from that period machine?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, darn it.
Are there hormones in there?
Looks like the wall's been knocked down, Princess Razor. You better get out of here.
I don't. What about you? Aren't you going to come with me?
I'm going to stay right here. You know, all this time.
Yeah?
You've had a cell to yourself.
No.
That's right. I'm not real.
You're not real?
No.
Oh,
that
shit.
That means you drank that diarrhea water.
No!
It turns out Princess Razor disassociated himself from all the horrible things he had to do. Drinking period blood, diarrhea, you name it. He did it. Get busy living, get busy dying.
Hey, buddy, are you going to buy anything? You're just going to talk to yourself this whole fucking time, huh?
I'm recording an audio book.
All right. Look, you got to buy something or get out.
Okay, I'll take these 3 postcards and this lighter.
Okay, they're good.
Do you have any fresh fish?
Yeah. Salmon.
Salmon. Do you have any aioli?
Yes, I do. It's in the back. Let me get it.
He waited for the aioli. I told him about a time. He knew if he didn't get his aioli, he would become furious. Took quite a while.
I'm out of aioli.
You're out of aioli.
Yeah, we just ran out.
He felt his blood boil. He felt his neck pounding.
Hey, what are you doing?
He was going to full out Bieber on this guy.
Hey, relax. Put the gun down, okay? Just put the gun down.
The gun was loaded with bullets.
All right, I can see that. Just chill, 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 chill.
It was at that moment that he fired. He knew that he'd have to run, or he would end up drinking out of a diarrhea fountain in prison. And that's our first scene.
That couldn't really happen, right?
Don't worry about it, James. You're living a good life.
Couldn't really happen, right?
Wouldn't happen to you, I'm sure.
I'm just trying to follow the law. I don't want to end up in one of those cells.
Oh, boy. All right, our second scene suggestion. Insert obligatory greeting. You can call me Jimmy Jack. Apparently, most of your audience is from Australia. I am also.
Oh.
Insert obligatory ass kissing. I used to love listening to your collective ramblings while I wasted my life away working in a warehouse.
Oh, no.
Then one day, the big evil boss man came a-calling saying, no more headphones at work. You may think this was a reason as a safety issue, but no, it was an effort to improve the culture in the warehouse. This brings me to my idea. In the most mundane of workplaces, workers grow increasingly frustrated by HR and their ridiculous ideas and impositions. Cheers, Jimmy Jack. P.S. You guys are fucking amazing.
Hmm. All right, no more breaks. All right? No more.
No more breaks. But we need breaks.
Yeah, no more. You take a break when you're off work.
No, we need breaks at work.
I'm not going to have a little powwow about this. This is what it is.
I'm on break right now.
All right, none of that. All right, no more. All right.
No more breaks. No what are more. We going to eat?
Look, nothing. All right, no food. Okay?
No food.
I'm not hungry.
I'm going to get back up.
What's wrong with you?
You can use your real voice. You
I'm using my real
no,
voice.
You're not. No, you're
making
your
real
fun
voice like I'm using my real voice.
It's just because you're from somewhere else. I'm from here.
No, mate, you're on a work visa from England. All right?
We know where you're from.
No, I caught the accent just like everybody else does here. I fit in and I take breaks and I need to eat food.
Yeah, all right. I want to go upstairs
actually,
in my
actually,
office.
You sound like you're from no. here now. It
Thank
just took you.
You
a couple sentences to get warmed up, I think.
I appreciate you noticing and bringing it up.
But I'm on break, so
right,
what
no
do
breaks.
I know?
No, no,
what do
no,
I know?
No breaks.
I'm
no
on
breaks.
Break right now.
None of it.
Anybody want a Lunchable?
Right, if anyone's on breaks,
Lunchable, yeah.
Look at this. If anyone's on breaks, I'm going to release wild dogs into the warehouse.
No.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, dingoes? Let me guess. Dingoes.
None of it.
No.
A dingo.
You started it.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, dingoes are really friendly.
Yeah, but if you starve them.
Like you're starving us.
They eat babies, but there's no babies here.
Well, I'm trying to not understand that it's childs that sell. I should look
Uh-oh,
at human
you
sort.
Suddenly sound like you moved away.
Baby delivery. Someone signed for these babies.
Oh, no. This is horrible
oh,
timing.
Oh, yes, I signed for them.
Yep. There it is. Sign it.
There it is. No breaks. Hey, no breaks.
Mr. Willer, why'd you just sign for these babies?
Well, someone's got to feed the dinger.
Hey, one of those is my baby.
No.
Yeah, that little one with the eyes and the face.
They
That's
all,
my baby.
You're not Australian and you don't have a baby.
No, I am Australian.
There it is. Everyone's going to take a child, yeah? Raise it, yeah? New policy. Connectivity, yeah? All right, I'm going to go to my office.
Well, I got dibs on my kid. I'm taking my baby.
Just stop.
What?
Dad, you got me from a warehouse?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a hard day at the Australian warehouse.
Honey, you don't have to do it at home. Drop it.
Oh,
you're at home.
I can't
no one's
drop
watching.
It. I caught the accent.
You
and
didn't, babe.
I did.
I hear you talking in your sleep, and you don't sound like that.
Well, all this people talk in a different voice in their sleep. Nair?
What?
Dad, this is just sad.
Nair,
no,
it's
you
not.
You moved to Akron after you were there for like 3 months.
Yeah, but I was changed when I lived over there.
Honey.
So you think you caught some sort of accent?
Yeah, can't you hear it?
I do hear something.
It's Australian.
Well, I'll let's not jump to any conclusions.
No, trust me, I was there.
Doctor, here's some reports for you right there.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
Is that my report?
yes, it is. Yeah, these vowels are all off.
Near, they're not.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like you've caught a really bad Australian accent.
No, say it's not true.
I'm sorry that it is.
Well, I'll be a dingo. What can I do about it?
Okay, well, all the idioms are completely off.
Oh, no, is there any hope for me?
No, there is hope. So you're living here in Akron, right? Or don't go back to Australia, whatever
you
do.
Are you sure?
Don't watch any Australian TV.
Well, I really like watching some of those shows.
Which shows do you watch?
Oh, shit. Crocodile Hunter. Just the reruns.
Okay, that should be easy to drop.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so just say it with me now, okay? Hello.
Hello.
your voice is completely gone. Hello?
Hello.
There you go. Okay, great. Say hello.
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 I don't think you're help.
Wait, did you hear that?
I did. We're making a breakthrough. We're making a breakthrough.
I heard you. You're in there, babe.
No, we're making a breakthrough.
No, it's not me. It's not the real me.
It's okay. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at me, okay?
I'm looking at you.
Hello.
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 Come on, babe, for us.
For us?
Oh, we're getting there.
Did you hear that? Honey, hello. Did you hear?
I don't know. I think it's worse. It's like Australian Dallas now.
But babe, that's better than
see the continental U.S. Continental
U.S.
True.
Continental U.S.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Come here. Kiss me. Kiss me.
No. Don't kiss him. Oh my God.
Hello. Hello.
So now you've caught the bad Australian accent because you were kissing. I'm so humiliated.
Look, it's not that big a deal.
You went out and you just caught the first bad Australian accent you could possibly find I wasn't into kissing you.
You're anymore. Traveling a lot.
I have, because I make a lot of money.
And how does that make me feel? I have a doctorate.
Are you pooping right now?
Yeah. It's part of the accent.
I'll forgive you. I'm going to...
Come on, babe. Pack your bags. We're leaving tonight.
Okay.
Pack faster.
I'm going as fast as I can, Mom.
Your dad's sleeping.
Did you park your car in Harvard Yard?
No, oh, not
no.
You too.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's
a
wicked pisser.
No
more Garcia Para.
No. I knew I should have gotten out years ago.
Mom, I'm sorry.
I'm leaving you. Can I'm sorry. Best of luck. What? Bye.
Mom, no.
Yeah, right. So, another thing we're going to do in the warehouse, yeah? None of this is going to go on the record, right? No breathing, all right?
No breathing?
None of it.
No.
None of it.
We got to breathe.
No.
Yeah. I've been breathing.
All right, stop it.
Linda's been breathing.
I'm breathing.
None of that is going to take up time.
I don't understand.
That's just how it is.
Sorry, I don't understand.
I'm late. I'm coming back to work here again.
Ah, like, who's this?
I just got to clock back in. All right.
I almost didn't recognize him.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry. It's been a long time.
Why'd you come back? We aren't allowed to breathe now.
My wife. Oh, we're not allowed to breathe?
No.
I can't do that. This is a failure. I lost my wife. My son doesn't love me anymore. I used to have an accent, and that's gone.
Oh, did you keep that thing alive that they got delivered here?
What?
Did you keep that baby alive?
Of course I did.
Did anybody else keep their baby alive?
I lost mine the second day.
I never found mine either.
What?
Took it to the beach.
Yeah. That's not very nice. It was a child. It was a baby.
It was, you know, a gift.
I took mine into a...
This baby just washed up on the shore
in
this basket.
Get rid of it, Mark.
I can't. The tides keep bringing it back in.
Mark, get rid of it.
Daddy?
Look,
aww.
Mark, I am not trying to usher in a diaspora. Get this child out of here.
It's
Daddy.
Oh, get it out.
Daddy.
Get it out, Mark.
I think I have to raise it now.
Mark, I'm on vacay.
Yeah, well, I was too until this little bundle of joy washed into my life.
Please. Just stop. We're not going to bring this child to the king.
You
okay?
Stop. What?
Not going to do that, all right?
We'll bring him to the king.
No.
That's what we're supposed to do. Mark, I feel like it's written in some sort of book.
We're on vacay.
I know we're on the vacay, but sometimes the vacay gets interrupted.
Oh my God,
okay?
You always do this. I can never enjoy myself.
Bring the baby toward me.
You know that he's just gonna fucking kill it right now.
No, he's Daddy. Not.
Yes, he is. That's
Daddy. No, he's not.
Yes, that's the whole point. Of,
Your Honor, Your Highness. I've never addressed you before. I don't know.
Your cool. Highness will do.
Thank you, Your Highness. Here's the child.
Oh. Oh. Well, a happy little fellow, isn't he?
King.
Oh, he knows my name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be keeping him.
Oh, great, great. Great.
Oh, that's what you want?
Yeah, that's actually great.
Well, no, then I'll be giving this child back to you.
No!
No!
Damn it, Mark. Fuck!
We gotta erase it because you blew it.
We have to?
Yeah, we have to.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
We're partners.
Fine.
Well, what should we name him?
Fucking no.
Fucking no?
I don't fucking know. Noses.
Noses?
Noses!
Feel free to step out of the throne room whenever you'd like.
Fine.
Sorry, Your Highness. We'll take this outside.
Duncan.
Come on, noses.
Oh, did we settle on that?
That's what the kid seems to like it.
Noses. Moses. Fine. Supposes. His noses are noses.
Oh, my fucking God.
He's got away with words.
I have
You're
going to
gonna grow up so strong. You'll have whatever accent we have now, and you'll never catch a bad one.
Aww.
Isn't that right, little noses?
I reckon it is.
Noses, what?
All right, no breaks, okay? None of these. All right, none of no breaks.
I'm
right.
Already on a break.
I understand that, but edict from the king. Yeah, no breaks. It's going all around the country.
What happened to the water fountains?
Say again?
What happened to the water fountains?
Well, taking them out, putting in diarrhea fountains. All
no.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
hot in here.
It's so hot in here.
Linda.
Linda.
Oh, no me.
Linda.
What's happening to me?
Linda's getting it.
Oh, no. Nah, he looks like he caught an accent.
Oh, no.
I caught an accent. An accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's a bad one.
I feel sick. I feel very sick.
Oh, no.
It took me years to get rid of mine. It was really bad. It was really hard. Lost a family over it.
Why'd you come back?
Well, I was just going to watch you come back.
Me and Linda
anyways.
Get rid of was.
Well, I couldn't get a job in the U.S. and I didn't have a family and I figured I'd go back to my roots.
It's an expensive flight.
Sure, but it was just, it's, you know, half as much if it's one way.
Wait, how did you just say sure?
Sure.
Okay, I thought I heard something else.
I don't know, I wouldn't know, honestly. I think it was just regular old sure.
I don't know, did you hear anything, Linda?
I heard something. I feel useless now.
Linda.
No,
you're powerful.
Yeah, no, I have nothing now.
No, you do.
I don't.
You're single? You lost that baby?
I lost a baby?
That's a good thing. You're free.
That baby grew up to be a narrator. And it's at that moment that Noses returned to where it all started.
Hey, what are you doing here at the diarrhea plant? Hey, Tony, move that hose. All right, move the hose. What's going on?
I think I'm from here.
Yeah, I seen you right. Aren't you on the bill notes with the king and shit like that?
Yeah, I'm on the bill notes.
That's awesome. Hey, Tony, let's move that hose. Huh?
I'm moving the hose.
You know Mr. Willer?
Yeah, I know him.
Are you Mr. Willer?
Yeah, I know him.
You know, he bought a few babies for a song.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2019.
Yeah.
I was one of those babies.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Careful, there's diarrhea coming around your ankles.
I don't mind. Grew up on the stuff.
Look, I had to let you go.
What?
A long time ago, there was an edict from the king that he was running up all these kids to wipe them out because he thought they were trying to encroach on his throne. Some kind of prophecy shit didn't really pan out. The guy's a psycho. But
king?
Your king.
My king?
Yeah.
I don't answer to a king.
Well, I mean, we all do.
No.
Yeah, this is Australia.
There's no king of Australia.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
In the castle, in the king castle.
No, there's no castle, mate.
In the main castle.
No, mate, no castle.
It's in the center of Australia.
No.
That's where no one goes.
No. That's not true.
That is.
What kind of diarrhea factory is this?
It's the best. It's the best.
Okay. I think I got all the answers on it.
All right. Hey, Tony, let's get that off.
I'm moving the hose.
And he moved the hose. He sure did. And Noses ventured deep into the outback to find the supposed king of Australia.
Any of you know about that castle over the horizon?
Yeah. Yeah, what? The castle over the horizon.
Oh, no. Where are you from? I'm looking for a local.
I'm sorry. I'm from North Carolina, but I've been here for a couple of weeks and I caught a real bad accent.
Yeah, you did. You should get that checked out.
I know.
Oh, no. So, yeah, what's your intel on that castle?
Yeah, that's where the king is.
The kookaburra was correct. And on went Noses until she found herself at the gate.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. I didn't see you there.
Hello.
Is this an intercom or is there a person?
It's me.
Where?
Below you.
Who?
Down.
No.
To the left.
No.
You see me?
I see a bush.
I disappear.
Are you the shrub? Oh.
Mm-hmm. I lit myself on fire.
Are you the gum tree?
No, I'm a bush on fire.
I don't see a bush on fire.
I lit myself on fire. A bush on fire.
Oh, I see a smoking bush.
Yeah, it's going to catch
it's
on fire.
It's not on fire. It'll it's smoking.
It'll catch in a second.
It'll catch still just sort of smouldering.
Yeah, but you hear me though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bush though.
Is there a king in?
Yeah, he is.
Is there a king?
Yeah.
Who dares disturb the king of Australia?
Oh, hi. My name is Noses.
Noses?
Yeah. I think I was brought before you as a baby.
Yes, you look familiar.
Oh, yeah. I was a baby when I saw you last. I didn't think you were real. I ended up raised by a partner of guys, not super into me. And here I am. You got a smouldering bush out front.
Yes, yes.
You're fine. It'll lit up.
I don't think it's going to take.
You didn't think I was real. We're on money together.
Oh, yeah, the yes, bill you, notes.
Yes. You as a child.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
So.
Well, have you looked for work? Have you tried the diarrhea factory?
I was by the diarrhea factory, yeah.
There's also a fudge factory around the corner.
Oh. I'm looking for the milk and lemonade factory.
Yes, well.
Is that round the corner?
There's around the corner, there's work at the milk and lemonade factory, yes.
All right, maybe I'll check that out. Sorry to... Whoa, no. Did you hear that?
I did.
I think I'm catching it. Something bad.
Wait a minute, you're losing your Australian accent.
Oh, no. No.
You don't have a pure one like I do, the king.
Wait a minute.
Hey, you're one of us.
Where'd you come from?
I work here. I'm one of the guys who work at the King's Castle. You're one of us. You're not Australian.
What are you? I'm a worker at the castle?
No, I am. What's confusing about?
I don't know what's happening.
Look, you just look.
Why are you copying me?
I just thought it would help.
Why are you copying me?
Why are you copying me? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hello.
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 Oh, you went back to it. No, that reversed it. Damn it.
Well, good luck narrating us out of this one, Morgan Freeman.
He wasn't quite sure how to wrap this up with a dainty little bow. So he thought he would leave it at this. Bubblegum, bubblegum, in a dish. How many pieces do you wish?
Oh, that bush is on fire.
I told you, I'm on fire, man.
And that's our second scene. Number three. Here we go. Final scene for today.
That was historically...
It was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Holy podcast, alchemists. The scene where Batman and Robin went to the DMV and dealt with a nefarious umbrella-twirling penguin was one of my favorites. I would love to see a scene where Batman and Robin return. This time, they're house shopping for a new Batcave. I wonder what supervillain they'll meet at the title office during closing. Thank you for all you do, John from Parker, Colorado.
Nope. I'm not doing this scene with you guys. You guys don't know who Calendar Man is, and I'm not going to do a DC-related video. Sorry.
Genie walkout.
He really got upset last time with the Calendar Man
walkout.
He's gone.
Is this a historical moment for us?
Love to watch him go.
How many cups do you have?
I promise you Batman and Robin won't be from Australia.
Pinky swear.
Fuck you, James.
Wow.
Well, take a look around, Boy Wonder. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, anything with a pool is fine.
The pool is not operational yet, but you can see there is a natural place for a pool, and it'll fill up with water with the rainfall.
You mean it's a hole in the ground?
It's a cave, and that's a hole in the ground, right. Yes.
How much for this cave?
How much do you have?
Well,
Asking price is...
Wait, Batman, hold on a second. Why are you telling me to come over to the corner? What do you want? You asking me for money?
I don't have any money.
Everything's tied up in investments right now.
You're a multi-billionaire. What
I
are you
know,
talking
but
about?
I'm cash poor.
I can't wait for you guys to see the backyard.
Okay, I don't have any cash.
Well,
I
wonder the backyard.
I hope you like stalactites.
I'm not sleeping in the backyard. We've been over this, okay?
Stalactites are on the ground. Stalactites are on the ceiling.
What's
hey,
the difference?
Hey, man. Oh, are you? You're Batman, huh?
Yeah, that's right, kid.
Oh, cool, cool. And you're the other guy.
Yeah, I'm Robin.
Oh, whatever. What? Awesome. What? Batman, I'm such a huge fan. I live next door. Are you going to move in here?
You live right next door to this cave?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Ned.
Ned? That's
yeah, Ned.
Oh, excuse me, child. Trying to close the deal here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shut up, lady.
Oh.
Batman? I'm a big fan.
Oh my god.
Do you think if you sign my you could sign my book here, my autograph book?
Sure. Let's go. Oh, you have Superman's autograph.
I do. I like him too.
Oh, and Super Pickle. And you've got who else? Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
You got Aquaman's autograph?
Sure.
I think I could make you a really good deal.
Oh, lady. You know who this lady is?
A realtor?
Yeah, she's a realtor. She's a really evil realtor.
Wait. Wait a second.
Meow. That's right. See, I'm helpful. I'm more helpful than this schmuck right here.
Hey, Batman, the cabin space is really good.
What? Are you telling me this is Catwoman?
That's Catwoman.
Disguised
That's right.
as a realtor?
Yeah, she's a smart lady.
So what's up with all these, like, scratch posts all around the place?
I don't know. The previous tenant must have left those there, you idiot. I mean,
oh.
Robin. Boy Wonder.
How did you know my name?
I didn't know your name.
Yeah, she's pretty sexy, huh?
She is. But evil.
But sexy.
But evil.
I hate to interrupt this little love fest, but my latex is grating on me. I'd love to close this deal.
Okay.
It's a beautiful cave. You'd be totally safe here. None of those stalactites or stalagmites have been wired to impale you in your sleep.
Ned!
Oh,
Ned!
No. My Aunt Rosie is calling me.
Ned! Oh, there you are, Ned. Where did you get to?
I got to the... I was just hanging out, and I saw this... Yeah, it's Batman.
Ma'am, could you take Ned away? I'm trying to do some grown-up business.
If you are the Batman...
You must be Aunt Rosie.
I am. Hey, are you moving in here?
Well, thinking about it.
Well, if you do, can you please keep the crime fighting to a minimum after 10 p.m.?
what a funny woman.
I was like, peak crime fighting time.
There's no set time of day where I fight crime. I fight crime 24/7.
That's right, because he's Batman.
All right. But, you know, just Ned, you stay away from here. It can get dangerous, all right? Okay. I have an allergy, so I'm going to go.
I'll be home soon, Aunt Rosie.
Okay, Ned. You take care. You take care of Batman or whoever you is.
All right, bye, Aunt
Robin.
Rosie.
I'm getting a lot of offers on this house. Cave. Well,
oh, really?
Yes.
How many offers?
14.
14 offers.
In the last few minutes.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I really like the cave. I think it's nice. I think it has everything I'm looking for. You know, I think I might want to jump on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I might want to do it.
That's right. We have cash. We have cash.
Listen, do you mind if I use you as sort of bait in a game?
I don't understand.
I've always wanted to be bait.
Perfect.
You always wanted? Why didn't you tell me that?
So we have an offer, a very motivated buyer.
Wait a minute. What's this trail of blood?
I don't see that.
I see a trail of blood. Robin, do you see a trail of
it's
blood?
It's drippings. Yeah, I do, Batman. It's cave drippings.
Batman, it's cave drippings.
Oh, my God. There's a guy who's hung up in here. His skin is ripped off. He's hanging upside down. Oh, my God, Batman.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
Oh, that's horrible.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
The previous tenants did not take great care of the Batman. Cave. It's true. I can probably take some money off of the price for that.
I think that's Catwoman.
I'll do what I can.
Okay, yes, it is Catwoman.
But then what are we doing? We got to do something about this.
Do you want the cave or not? I have a very motivated buyer. I'd hate for this to slip through your fingers.
Batman, do not try to hook up with her, okay? This is bad,
did I mention, okay? Even though we don't have a pool, we do have a hot tub.
Oh, really? I wouldn't mind going for a little dip.
Right this way.
Batman, please.
Would you like to borrow a sarong?
I have my own, thank you.
Oh.
Ooh, this
gurgling
is hot.
Cave water.
Yes,
it could almost boil you alive.
So what makes you so great anyways, Robin?
I was raised in the circus, and I have, like, hyper-athletic abilities, and my sense of smell is really good.
Prove it.
Oh,
Who's playing hacky sack? We're trying to hot tub.
Sorry. Yeah, so that's kind of what I can do.
Well, I can scale walls with my bare hands, and my tongue is a lizard tongue.
Oh. Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're like Croc. You're like a mini Croc.
A dial?
Batman! Batman!
Oh, Batman! It's getting really warm, isn't it?
It's getting really warm.
I feel like my flesh might fall
Batman,
off.
I think that is mini Croc. I think Croc minimed himself, and then he's here.
Your little sidekick is choking on his stupid words.
Speak clearly, Robin. What are you saying, Boy Wonder?
I think this is a trap, Batman. I think this is a trap. I think we're going to be ambushed
this
soon.
This is not a trap.
Do you mind if I pour some seasonings in here? I mean, bubbles.
I'd love some bubbles, yes.
Wonderful. I'm just going to get out. Do-do-do-do-do, don't look at my body. I forgot a towel. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, she's so sexy.
Batman!
What?
Come and jump in the tub with you. Oh, it's warm. I think we gotta get out of here.
Okay, look, I just need 10 more minutes.
God, Batman,
my back is killing me.
Stop rubbing your dick against one of the jet streams, okay? Stop!
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
It feels good, okay?
Batman, just stop. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, I'm just gonna oop up the heat just a bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, bad news. It seems there's a boulder blocking the exit.
What?
Only a very thin body could fit through.
All right, I might be able to get through, Batman, if you
No,
want.
Not you, me. Oh. I can get out. You can't. You're both stuck.
What about a kid? A kid
what
could
kid?
Get
there's
out.
There's no kid in here. Oh, Ned.
That's right. I'm a kid.
Well, I can.
And I can get out.
Well, I can do it. I can do it, Batman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're a little older now, Robin. You were a kid once.
Okay, I'm going to get out. Watch me, Batman.
No, that tongue. Licking everything.
Excuse me.
Batman, why don't you like me less and less because I'm not a kid.
Look. You know, you can't have the same sidekick for forever.
Yeah, I agree. I think I deserve a promotion.
A promotion?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You want to go out on your own?
Maybe if that's what it takes, then I'll do that.
You want to fight crime solo?
Yeah, maybe I'll do it on the night.
Wait, hit the bubbles while you're over there.
Well, I'm cheap.
I need more bubbles.
At least turn to me. Square your shoulders with me.
I did it.
Robin, you're living with me now, huh?
Yeah.
I made you a lemonade.
Yeah.
And a lasagna.
That's great. It's good to see you again.
It sure is. Now, bedtime is 9:45, okay? We're going to watch Hee-Haw and go straight to sleep.
All right. I mean, I kind of got to go out and fight crime.
I don't think so. It's after curfew, young man.
Look, I'm sorry that you and Batman broke up and all that, and it was really an explosive thing.
First of all, Batman and I never dated. We were just fuck buddies in college, all right?
Whatever.
He doesn't even remember me. He just knows me as Aunt Rosie. He don't remember me at all.
Whatever. Look, I had a crush on you, too, and I...
What?
Yeah. You knew this.
Look, you're going to be sleeping on Ned's bed. It's a little short, but I think you'll have fun there,
Why didn't
right?
you call me after the whole thing went down?
Why didn't I... Passing ships, all right? Passing ships.
But maybe they saw each other in the day.
The fuck does that even mean?
Aunt Rosie, can I just call you Rosie, please?
All right, I am not technically your aunt.
Look, I'm into older ladies, and I think you're really hot, and I'm living on my own now with you. And maybe I thought you'd like to go grab something to eat. Maybe like... Salmon steak.
A sam steak?
A thick cut of salmon or something.
Goes against my better judgment, but all right, Robin.
Oh, great. Okay.
Can I call you Rob?
Yeah.
If you're going to be a grown-up, wear those grown-up pants and be Rob.
Yeah, for sure. Let me get dressed and then let's go to this really place. This really nice place that I know.
Okay, well, let's do that. I'll change myself, be all nice that's, for you.
It's a really fancy Australian restaurant.
Oh, no. All right, we'll go. That sounds good.
Good day. Welcome to Salmon Steaks. Can I interest you in one of our salmon steaks?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, and how about for you?
I also have a salmon steak, since I hear that's what you do best.
Well, yep. We do the salmon steak best.
Great, and we'll do two ciders.
Two ciders?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And one of some of your world famous fudge.
All right, it's around the corner, but
all right, I'm sorry. cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. This is so romantic. It's so different not having Batman around.
Oh, well, this is this is awkward.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, Batman.
Hey, Robin. This realtor and I were just...
Katusha Perez, realtor to the stars.
Catwoman.
Shut up.
We were just discussing the contract for the cave and enjoying a salmon steak.
Glad to see you got up.
I'm sorry if the two of you are here. Where is Ned? Who's looking after him?
I'm right here. I'm hiding under the table. So nobody can see me, so I can have Batman's back when things go bad.
Is that an interior monologue, Ned, or did you mean for us to hear that?
I heard that.
I whispered it to Aunt Rosie.
Okay. I heard, yes, I heard
it. Okay,
too.
We all heard it.
Okay,
we
all heard it. I'm here, Batman. That's all you need to know.
Aunt Rosie, I've always thought of you as a sort of maternal figure. And yet here you are, courting this boy man. Over salmon steak, no less.
Look, a May-December is perfectly acceptable. I know it's supposed to be May November, but there's a bigger age gap. So it's fine, all right?
I don't know. It's a pretty big age gap, Aunt Rosie.
All right, we got some frog cornbread here. Yeah? You got that for the table? Yeah? Butter? Anybody want some butter?
Just leave it, please.
All right. Anything else?
You. Do you have any, raw meat?
Yeah, you got raw meat.
I'd like some.
All right. Right away. Right away.
Patricia, if you could get my shoulder, I'm it's just having a little bit of. Patricia, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Absolutely. Just make some biscuits right here.
Yeah.
Careful, Batman. Oh, that she's feels got good. Her claws in you.
Careful, Batman. She's got her claws in. Let me do that.
I feel good.
No, it's my job now.
They do feel I like good, it. Don't they?
Mm.
Mind if I rub against
why don't I start massaging you, huh?
All right. How?
Stop.
He's
got so many.
Bam! Kapow!
I got so many nuts.
Robin, enough. It's obvious
don't
that.
Don't beat the shit out of Aunt Rosie.
I
Robin.
Was just trying to help her back.
It's obvious you miss Batman. We can all see it.
Of course I do. Of course I miss you.
I miss you too, kid.
What?
But Ned is my new sidekick.
That's right. And I just tied your shoelaces together under the table.
Oh!
Idiot.
Oh my fucking tooth!
And I just poisoned all your entrees.
We haven't gotten
them
yet.
They haven't come out yet.
I haven't eaten any. No.
Well, we'll be sure not to eat them when they come out.
Okay. You know what? You guys were growing on me. I'm glad I slipped.
Hey, Matt, we need to find some raw meat. All right, even a table that wants it.
Raw meat?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we do.
No, we can get in big trouble with it. No. No.
All right, do we have to get it if a customer wants it?
Yeah, if they want it, you gotta get it.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
You can get salmonella.
Yeah, we do. No, they can't. It's only if they have semen.
Oh. Yeah. All right, I've got some raw meat.
Let's see you do it.
Been sitting out a while.
That's fine.
Here you go.
That's fine.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Little salt in there, eh?
Yeah. I got some salt in there.
Leave
all right, accent inspector, I'm shutting this place down.
Oh, shit.
Sheet oil.
You've got an outbreak here.
Oh, come on.
I've already been outbroken this whole time.
Oh, sorry. You've got a D rating in accents, and we're shutting the place down immediately.
No.
What is taking our entree so long?
Hey, we're shutting it down. Everybody out.
What?
Everybody out. Let's
where's
go.
My raw meat?
Ma'am, please. We're shutting
do
it down.
Do you have a box I can shit in?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You have to do that outside.
Boop. No, thank
boop,
you.
Boop. Fire alarm. Boop. Boop.
Boop. Boop. Boop. Boop. Boop. Everybody out. Let's go.
Does anyone have a box I can shit in?
Someone did. His name was Lucius Fox. Here you go, Catwoman. Shit away.
Thank you so much.
Who is this mysterious man? You seem familiar.
You know him. We did a whole thing with him.
Could I have a little privacy?
You're yes, doing Batman, it in the street.
I'm the one who sold you all your wonderful Batmobiles and things.
That's right. That was you. All of my Batmobiles.
That's right. All one of them.
Look, I'm just going to duck out behind this poster of Justin Bieber.
Batman... Can I come with
well,
you?
There's just a Batman, solid wall here.
I'm right here. I'm right here next to you.
You gotta pick one, Batman.
Gotta pick one. Is it gonna be Ned? Or
this idiot.
Robin.
Torn. Both boy wonders, so tempting. Love them both for different reasons, different powers. Robin.
Yeah?
Could you work with Mini Croc here?
Yeah. If that means I'm with you, then yeah.
And Catwoman, we knew it was you all along.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's shitting in a box.
Yeah, right, if I could have a little privacy.
You're doing it in the street.
No, well, that's where the box is, genius.
Well, kick it into the corner or behind some dumpsters or something.
I just need a minute. Okay, I'm done.
Well, it seems like everybody's happy here, but will they ever find out who Aunt Rosie really is?
Oh, wow. Was that a question?
Wait, was Aunt Rosie not Aunt Rosie?
Yeah, was that somebody else?
I thought Aunt Rosie was... We dated in college.
It's me, Wonder Woman.
Oh, oh my gosh, bitch.
Holy shit, we're about to have sex.
I know, and I was going to use my lasso of truth in a kinky way.
Can we still do that?
You bet, little boy.
How did I not know you were my aunt this whole time?
Excuse me, I've got to take some pills. Let me use this water fountain right here. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God, is that diarrhea? And that's our show. Oh, my God, is that diarrhea? Always good to end a show on that. Let's go around and thank our alchemists today. See what they're up to. Carla Kakowski.
At Carla Kakowski. Boop, boop.
Vanessa Ragland.
At Dynasty Typewriter. Be-dong.
Craig Kakowski.
At Kakowski on Twitter. At C. Kakowski on Instagram. Hee-haw.
James Heaney.
The real James Heaney.
Scrotus Wantus.
Sounds more like Shaggy than I thought it would.
Like Scrotus Wantus.
Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram.
Ding dong. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the device. So let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Boom, boom.
Boom. Boom. Somebody get this man something.
We encourage you all to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!